we've really thought about healthy as being clinicians first. Yeah. Most EHRs have been designed to be wrappers for billing, fee-for-service billing, and everything else is just, a nice check box. But for healthy, we really, really, really do believe that it's the provider and patient experience that actually drives healthcare outcomes, and that is really what's special. So when we think about the clinician experience, it's the micro features of, it's if you're doing a group charting session and you're going to have many, many participants in a webinar, you are able to, in a single screen, chart in a way that then applies the specific attributes of your notes to each patient record. That then streamlines the billing and accounting and reporting piece, but also allows you as a clinician to save time from having to go into every patient chart.
This episode of Vital Conversations is produced and distributed by Be Connected, a social media management firm in Northeast Wisconsin.
Hi, my name is Tim Cohen, Chief Strategy Officer for Focus Solutions, and welcome to Vital Conversations, where we talk to leaders in the healthcare industry, particularly at the intersection of care delivery and technology and data. And I am thrilled today to introduce my guest, Erica Jane. Erica is the CEO of Healthy and is a little different from our normal guest. She is not running a provider organization, but as you're about to hear, delivering some really, really important technology to her provider clients. Erica, first of all, welcome. Glad to have you on Vital Conversations.
Thank you so much for having me. Excited to dive in.
So right out of the gate, let's make sure people would always know where to find you. Tell them how to get to Healthy, and specifically how it's spelled so they can find the right place.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are Healthy with an IE at the end, like selfie. And that story, actually, if I go into it for a moment, is because when we started off in nutritional care and coaching, we really thought the term, selfie, healthy, made a lot of sense for the population, for the providers that we are working with, and they really appreciated that. So actually an early intern at Healthy came up with the name for us.
Oh, it's a great name. Now, but I want to go backwards a little bit on the story, but before we do that, let's just give people the 30 seconds on who and what Healthy is. Healthy is blank.
Absolutely. So ONC certified EHR, designed specifically for virtual first, longitudinal, and collaborative care. So we work in behavioral health, nutrition and coaching, women's health, and over 25 other specialties of care to enable our customers who are fast-growing enterprises delivering healthcare to deliver care faster and not focus on rebuilding out core infrastructure.
Fantastic. There's a lot in that 30 seconds that we're going to kind of unpack. But let's go now back to the beginning. You began not developing a software platform. You kind of came from that provider side around nutritional. Give us a sense of what it was that began to create the vision for the need for Healthy. And there's a specific question. A lot of people thought the EHR platform market was over years ago. There's no space for any new innovation. The big players kind of have what they have, and you guys clearly saw something very different. How'd you come to see this need and get Healthy started?
Yeah, the answer is quite simple, is that we've really philosophically just always focused on building for our customers. And to walk you through that story to date, we started the company because I had watched my parents struggle with weight loss for a long time. And over the course of about a year, my dad's employer started offering corporate wellness benefits that took shape in terms of therapy, of seeing a dietitian, of having access to physical therapy and chiropractics. And over the course of about a year, they lost 35 pounds. And I was like, that is a really interesting experience because it has changed the way that my parents can live healthier lives as they right. age. Saw that and said, well, how do we make this type of healthcare possible for everyone When you look at the macro picture of how many people in this country are unfortunately grappling with whether it's poor mental health, chronic diseases, weight-related conditions, access to key healthcare, that is the why of why Healthy exists and why we were so motivated day one to dig into this space and understand how we can make an outsized difference. And so we started there and just started talking to providers, whether it be a doctor, a nurse, a therapist, a dietitian, a health coach, a doula, a lactation consultant, physical therapist. And we just wanted to understand how they were spending their days. And very quickly, we realized that these providers who hold the keys to delivering healthcare the way that it should be delivered were unfortunately using tools that were designed for different models of care. So for example, a lot of our providers were either using pen and paper or using EHR platforms designed for, and this was pre-COVID, pre-telehealth, pre-everything that we talk about today, using tools for one-time, in-person, episodic care. And everybody knows that in therapy or with a coach, you have to work with someone for months and years at an end to really see the outcomes and the difference and the change in lifestyle that you're hoping to achieve as a patient. And so we set out to build technology that would give our providers the tools and solutions that they would need. And when you think about those principles of how Healthy was designed from the ground up relative to traditional EHRs, it's a world of difference.
There's two big things that you mentioned there that I know are pretty central to the Healthy story, and that is in-person versus virtual and one-time versus longitudinal. Those are two really important distinctions for the Healthy platform. Talk about how those two things, virtual first, longitudinal first, kind of changed your thinking and differentiated it from, say, other legacy EHR platforms.
Healthy is, we like to believe that our customers take a virtual first, but that is very different than virtual only.
Okay.
And in this day and age, all of healthcare has a virtual component because you are inherently incorporating things as simple as appointment reminders and confirmations, right, or sending pieces of content, whether it's lab results, whether it's pre-op questionnaires to fill out. That is all part of the virtual health experience.
Right.
It can also include virtual visits or group sessions and webinars, but fundamentally it's how do you not just have a pen and paper in-person only experience? And ultimately what we are seeing more and more of is our organizations having both an in-person and virtual footprint, which really means that we're all coalescing on hybrid care. Of leverage time, you know, in person in the office, in clinic, but then also have that virtual experience.
But your virtual, Erica, sounds, you know, a lot more than, hey, I'm seeing my provider on a screen instead of in an exam room. It's all the digital connections, wherever they occur, in that sort of digital native way of other industries that interact with their customers to bring that mindset to how your providers interact with their patients.
That's exactly correct.
Yeah. Talk about the longitudinal side, because you also highlighted the difference between being designed for episodic care versus longitudinal care. How does that cause the Healthy team to think differently about the problem and the solution you guys are building?
Absolutely. It's a different product philosophy. Because you're always thinking about, you know, first off, Healthy launched its patient portal the same day that it launched its provider portal. It was not a, we build for providers and then tacked on a patient portal 10 years into our journey. But when you're standing up both a patient portal and a provider portal on the same day, at a simple level, the way that the data models connect to each other is inherently different. As a result of that, one expression is all of the intake forms that our patients fill out or patients of our customers fill out automatically feed into charting note templates that providers can view on their end and pre-fill in smart fields such that they're not having to add and enter information twice. That is just a data model that has been configured day one that presents many benefits when it comes to streamlining operations for our customers.
It's funny you say that. Patients who are longitudinal patients have chronic disease. You know, one of those common complaints is, oh my, I'm writing down the same information about myself or my family history or my disease over and over. It's not only annoying to me, the patient, but somebody on the provider side is processing that over and over in a terribly inefficient way. So you guys have kind of thought about that problem differently from the beginning. When you show that solution or you show that point of view to providers who are comparing Healthy to what they've seen from other platforms, what is it that you hear back from the providers that caused them to say, this is not just a new marketing buzzword, this really, really is different? What do they see that makes it real for them?
We've really thought about Healthy as being clinicians first. Yeah. Most EHRs have been designed to be wrappers for billing, fee-for-service billing, and everything else is just, a nice check box. But for Healthy, we really, really, really do believe that it's the provider and patient experience that actually drives healthcare outcomes, and that is really what's special. So when we think about the clinician experience, it's the micro features of, if you're doing a group charting session and you're going to have many, many participants in a webinar, you are able to, in a single screen, chart in a way that then applies the specific attributes of your notes to each patient record. Right. That then streamlines the billing and accounting and reporting piece, but also allows you as a clinician to save time from having to go into every patient chart. And that's just one of many examples of how, when we think about the types of care that we support best, it's all in those details.
It's interesting because you have also in the specialties that you mentioned where Healthy focuses, you do have that one-to-many type thing, right? Whether it's behavioral or nutritional coaching, that is very unusual. And most other platforms would have no way of knowing how do I, a provider with five patients in a session, chart differently, right? That also one-to-many has to be a key part of how you guys think about the solution.
I always view it as like, look, there is so much, healthcare is a massive, massive, massive industry. And there's so much that we all, every single EHR in the space needs to solve and will solve. I am the first to say, like, Healthy is not for all types of healthcare delivery. Other EHRs do an amazing job at serving the types of care delivery that they should be supporting. So we're not all the same. And I think that's okay.
Yeah. You guys have had an incredible run. Where are you headed next? What, when you set from your perspective as a leader and you think about the things that you're trying to accomplish or the things that you're worried about in the next 6, 12, 18 months, what's top of your list?
I really believe that 8.5 years in, we're just getting started as a company. We are building enterprise grade ONC certified EHR, and it's all about the complexities underneath the surface. We've been building this software platform for 8.5 years. And it is because of that that we're able to serve the customers that we serve today. But I take that as an incredible responsibility. And we need to and are going to continue building for our customers with all of the momentum that we're seeing in the space in the industry. That is a real honor and responsibility to continue serving. So when we look to the future, it's really continuing what we've been doing that's working in the industry, which is understanding our customers, spending time with our customers, really understanding the nuances of the care models and the workflows that they need to deliver the best care at scale, and building for them. It's really, really, really that simple.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, as we bring this to a close, I go back to where you started in the beginning with the story of your parents. One of the things that I think is just pretty cool looking back over my 30 years in healthcare is the number of people, whether they are providers, doctors or nurses or nutritionists, or they are people like you guys building technology, that there was a personal story, you know, that created the inspiration, the motivation to say, hey, here's a problem. We can do better. And it was just really, really fascinating listening how you translated from what you saw with your mom and dad through to the vision that is now Healthy. So great inspiration for other folks that bump into frustrations with our industry and decide to go be part of the solution. Congratulations on the progress to date. How do people find Healthy if they want to learn more about what you all are doing and how you might be of help to their practice? Where would you recommend they find you?
Yeah, absolutely. Our website is gethealthywithanie.com or on LinkedIn. You can search for Healthy, and we're so excited to meet you.
Erica, thank you again. We really appreciate your time telling us a little bit about the Healthy story. All the best to you, your team, and the providers that you're supporting. We look forward to continuing to track this story since you're just getting started 8.5 years in.
Thank you so much.
Vital Conversations is presented by Focus Solutions. Focus provides integrated IT data and software services to physician practices all across the United States. To hear more stories about physician practice leaders and what they are doing, subscribe to Vital Conversations wherever you get your podcast.